Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. There's not a better place to be than to be in the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Somebody glad to be in the house of God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. Saludos en el nombre de Jesucristo. El nombre que es sobre todo nombre. La Biblia dice que el nombre de Jesús se doblará toda rodilla y confesará que Jesucristo es el Señor. Hallelujah. The Bible says, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ, hallelujah, is Lord. There is no other name above heaven. And what must we must be saved must in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I am so glad to be here tonight. Amen. I was in a service about a week ago. Somebody stood up and said that it was better to be in the house of God than to be in the hospital. Hallelujah. And I started wondering what that man was trying to say, because he didn't say too much. Because the truth is that there is no place I'd rather be than to be in the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Well, I'm the missionary to the country of the Dominican Republic. If you've ever been there, you know what I'm talking about when I say it is a beautiful island. Amen. It sits right in the middle of the Caribbean. Hallelujah. Right between us we have Cuba, and we also have, amen, on the other side, we have on the east side of the Dominican Republic, we have Puerto Rico. And so we sit right in the middle of the Caribbean. Right in front of us is the Atlantic Ocean, and in the south is the Pacific Ocean. Amen. So we are blessed to have a lot of water surrounding us. Hallelujah. Praise God. And it is good to be there. I come to report to you that we are having revival. Amen. We are seeing people been baptized in the name of Jesus, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives them the utterance. Hallelujah. Amen. And it's all about seeing souls won to the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. When we lose that, we have lost everything. Hallelujah. Because it's all about souls. Amen. And when we can focus on what God really matters to Him, then we will see signs and wonders and everything that the Bible speaks about us that we would see in the last days. The miracles. Hallelujah. The wonders. And the healings. And everything that, amen, God has spoke about that would happen. And so we are seeing this in the country of the Dominican Republic. We're excited to be there. My wife, my children. Amen. We are so excited to be working there in the northern part of our country. We work with about 40 ministers and pastors. Hallelujah. We teach in three Bible schools, my wife and myself, in different parts of in the country. And we're just very involved. Also, just before I came on deputation, I was the pastor of the sanctuary, which was the church where I pastored. But we had to give that up because we were coming on deputation. But it's good to be, amen, hallelujah, back in the United States for just a little bit. And to, and I say that by faith. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And to come and see our wonderful pastors here. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing us to be here. Amen. It's a great privilege to be behind this pulpit today. If you will never go to the Dominican Republic, don't dare to fly. Don't dare to swim. Hallelujah. But if you want to see what's going on, Amen. The Dominican Republic is right here in Athens, Texas. And you might ask, how? Well, I have brought some videos that I would like for you to see what's going on. Your brothers and your sisters that's been baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost. Amen. And just open your heart and see this video. See what God is doing in the Dominican Republic. Amen. And we ask you to pray for us also. Praise God. Can we start the video, please? If you can click, yeah, just click right there on the yellow box.
Dios. Alguien siente estirándose en el fuego.
Help us return to the Dominican Republic by becoming partners in missions with us, by helping us build a church that will seat over 100 people, and this will cost $15,000. You also can donate $20 to our children's education, and that will help them go to school, and donate instruments or sound systems to our churches and Bible schools. Thank you for praying for us, and may the Lord bless you richly.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Dominican people loves to worship God. Amen. We will have service that lasts 6 hours. Amen. And then we would have to ask them to leave. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that is something that's special. I love to be in the Dominican Republic. It has changed my life. I've been to other countries. But the Dominican Republic has been something special to me. Going to this, amen, beautiful country. Amen. Their culture. They're made of two cultures. They're made of the Latin culture and also African culture. So you put these two cultures together and you get some crazy, wild people. Hallelujah. But they love God. And when it comes to church, the worship, amen, has really even changed my life. The way that, amen, they are so dedicated, amen, to worshiping and just being sensitive to God. And so it's been a blessing to be there. Hallelujah. We do have some projects, amen, that we are trying to raise. Like you just saw a few minutes ago, my children will be going to, amen, to a school in the Dominican Republic for 4 years. The government schools over there are really not, amen, just good at all for to send your children to school. So our children has to go to a Christian school. And if you would like to help us and donating $20, we have a little Dominican drum back there and the display. And $20 goes a long ways. And if we go to every church and people gives us $20, our children will be able to go to the Dominican Republic, go to school, and we won't have to worry about that. Praise God. Also, we are trying to build two churches. We already have one church that is fully funded. Amen. We were just in the service in Tennessee, and God just began to move upon the people's heart there. And so we have one church that is completely built. Amen. And we're working on our second church, raising funds for this. And the way you can help us is that we have a certificate. This certificate says Dominican Republic. Thank you for becoming part of the work in the Dominican Republic. That certifies, and we put your name, has contributed in building a church in the island nation of the Dominican Republic. Thank you for giving to the work of God, and may God richly bless you. And we give you this, and you go back there and you sign your name. There is people that have signed their name for $25, and there is people that signed their name for over $1,000. Whatever you can help us with, we would greatly appreciate it. Amen. Excuse me. One of our churches over there in the Dominican Republic, it's just a dirt floor and bamboo walls, straw hut roof, and it's really not too much. Something special about this church is that inside of this straw hut roof, this church, amen, there's only 50 people that fits there. And but this church has been growing and having revival, and they have around 150 people. And so there's only every service 50 people that can sit inside the church, and the other 100 people has to look from the windows or just hear from outside the service as it goes on. So we are asking if you can help us, amen, raise some of this money for to build another church in the Dominican Republic. We would greatly appreciate it. Amen. Praise God. Can we stand today in the name of Jesus? Hallelujah. I would like to share the word of God with you. Hallelujah. And just, I know that time is just, I've been going real fast. Amen. And it is not the Dominican. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I do want to do what God wants for us to do in this place. Amen. It is It is the will of God that we will walk out of this place different than what we walked in. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have your Bibles today, I would like for you to go with me to the book of 2 Timothy in the first chapter, reading from verse number 6. Amen. Hallelujah. I would like to say that it's so good to see one of our missionary kids here today. Amen. Philip Guidry, Lord bless you. Amen. It's a privilege to be friends with your mom and dad. They're doing a great work. Amen. And we thank God for what they're doing to the country that they have been called to. Praise God. 2 Timothy in the first chapter, reading from verse number 6, the Bible says, "Wherefore I put into thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting of my hands." Now in Spanish it reads a little bit different. In Spanish this scripture, if I would be reading it, it would say this way. "Wherefore I put into thee in remembrance that thou stir up the fire of the gift of God." Hallelujah. Praise God. And in Galatians in the 6th chapter, reading from verse number 9, the Bible says, "Let us not be weary in well doing." That means don't stop doing something good. Hallelujah. "For in due season," everybody say due season, "we love done." We're asking you today to bless this church. Bless your people, God, that before we walk out of this place, that a miracle will take place. Hallelujah. Bless your people today. Let us walk out of this place full of your spirit. In the name of Jesus, I pray. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Somebody yell out that name, Jesus. The only name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Lord bless you. Hallelujah. It is a privilege to work for God. To dedicate your entire life to God. There is nothing more better than doing this. For if you give your life to God, He is the best boss. And He does pay well. Hallelujah. Amen. He does take care of you. When you are in need, you could go to Him and He will supply your need. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Praise God. For all my life, I have worked for the kingdom of God as a missionary kid and then a missionary. And I thank God that at an early age, God called me, amen, to work in the kingdom of God in a special way. Working for God as a missionary, it is a special way. Hallelujah. Because it is a man going and taking the gospel to places that you probably have never seen or heard before. But when you get there, you find people that are hungry for God. People that needs to know about Jesus. And people that wants to be saved. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but in the heartbeat of God, it's still souls being won to His kingdom. As we were in the Dominican Republic, amen, and before we got to the Dominican Republic, we were in Costa Rica. And in Costa Rica, there is two great volcanoes. One is called, the volcano Poás, and the other one is called, it's in the area of Liberia. These volcanoes are very well visited by tourists that comes to this volcano, one volcano that is active. It has around, 500,000 tourists that will go and see this active volcano. At night, you can see as it starts, the lava will begin to spill down the mountain. And from far away, you can see as, hallelujah, there is great rocks shot up in the air. And when they are coming down, it looks like fire is raining from the sky. It is impressive to see this when there's thousands and thousands of people that will gather around, this mountain. Amen, hallelujah, just to see Amen. This great beauty, natural beauty of this volcano always active. However, there is another volcano in Costa Rica. In the left-hand part of Costa Rica, there sits a volcano, and people goes and visits this volcano. They go and visit it, not for what it is, but for what it used to be. It's a great memory of what this volcano used to be. People goes and visits it because at one time it was very active. But it has been 70 years that this volcano now is completely, amen, hallelujah, asleep. People goes and visit this volcano because when at one time, amen, hallelujah, this volcano disappeared an entire community. And now there, amen, there's only remains of different little landmarks that this volcano left. And so people will go and see this. But they don't go and see what it is. They just go and see them. They go and look at what it used to be. And there was a tourist guide that, amen, said these words as we were there. He said the words, where there was once fire, fire is not there anymore. He also said, hallelujah, where fire used to fall, fire does not fall anymore. Hallelujah. He just said, we used to remember what it used to be. And I started thinking about this. I started thinking about some people's lives. Hallelujah. It is a great honor and privilege to go to a foreign country and start a church. There's nothing like starting a church. Hallelujah. If you have never, amen, started a church, let me explain how it happens. Amen. You go and you knock on doors and you tell people that Jesus loves them. There are people that are going to shut the door in your face. Other people are going to hear what you're going to have to say. After a while of keep on doing what, amen, needs to be done for what God has placed in your heart, you'll begin to, amen, hallelujah, see the results of your ministry. And God will begin to bless. I remember in the Dominican Republic, amen, that we started our church there. And it is great to start the church. And one of the greatest things to start a church, amen, hallelujah, is that those newborns and the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, are just people excited for God. I remember that our first young person that was baptized in the name of Jesus and filled with the Holy Ghost, amen, he was so excited that he had found the truth. It would be every, amen, almost every day that he would go to my house, knock on my door, and begin to tell me, hallelujah, pastor, when are we going to make a chain of prayer? When are we going to have an all-night prayer meeting? And he was so excited. He was, amen, excited that he had found the truth. And to have more people come into church and be filled with the Holy Ghost. And sometimes there would not be enough things to do around the church. There would not be enough, amen, doors to knock in the city that we were at, it seemed like. People that has barely had an experience with God. Hallelujah. There is a fire inside of them. There is a joy unspeakable. And they feel that they, amen, have, amen, just a few days to work for God. And it's, amen, excited to work with them because, hallelujah, praise God. Amen. They're always knocking on your door asking if they can do something else. If they can paint a wall. If they can go and do something around the church. If we could go and knock on doors. If we could go and evangelize through the streets. They're excited for God. And there is, amen, something beautiful inside of them that, amen, just wants to come out and let everybody know their experience that they have had with God. Hallelujah. And tonight I want to preach to you about letting the fire fall once again. Because, amen, hallelujah. mucho de nosotros, a lot of us, has, amen, one time been filled with the Holy Ghost and has been baptized in the name of Jesus. And we can remember the days that God used us in a great way. We can remember the days when there was not enough people to tell them that Jesus loved them. Hallelujah. There was not enough energy inside of us. Hallelujah. To do everything we wanted to do for Jesus Christ. It seemed like there was a fire inside of us. There was a fire burning inside of our soul. Hallelujah. That drove us to do things that just normal people will not do. Hallelujah. Praise God. But for some of us, it has only become a memory of what we used to be for Jesus Christ. For others, it's just talking about what God did in the past. But I'm here to tell you today in this place, it's more about being a beautiful thought. But what Jesus did yesterday, he can do it today if you allow him to be Lord and God of your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You can decide, amen, how do you want to be remembered? Do you want to be remembered as an active volcano? Or do you want to say, well, amen, I just have memories of what I used to be. The devil wants for you just to have memories of what you used to be. He loves when there is somebody that is asleep, when there's no more fire, when there's somebody that doesn't want to go and reach out for a world that is dying, that needs Jesus Christ. He's okay with that. But let me tell you, the Bible says to stir up the fire of the gift of God. And somebody today in this place needs to stir up the fire. Say, God, don't let me be at peace until I do your will. Until your will be done in my life. Let me be, hallelujah, a sacrifice for your kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes, hallelujah, we have just left, amen, the calling of God to others. And we have, amen, just sit back and start thinking, well, amen, hallelujah, my time has passed. My ministry is over. It's time for somebody else to, amen, take, hallelujah, my ministry. There is some that the devil has lied to you, that you're only a memory of what God intended for you to be. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that it's more than this, what the devil has let you see. And it's more what the, amen, devil has let you hear. Hallelujah. If you can hear the voice of God, there is a call to everybody that wants to serve God. Hallelujah. That wants to say, God, I will. Whatever you want me to do, I will. Wherever you want me to go, I will. Somebody needs to get a spirit in them of responding to God in a positive way and saying, God, I will. We need to get that inside of us once again. Hallelujah. Praise God. In the Old Testament, fire would only fall on altars that were acceptable, amen, and approved by God. Every time we find fire falling from heaven, it was because somebody had, amen, done exactly what God had asked them to do. God had asked them to give a sacrifice of blood. But there was, amen, some that didn't want to give a sacrifice of blood. They might wanted to give it of other things, but not the way God had asked them to do it. And so there became for a while what the Bible calls lesser altars of sacrifice. Amen. Where there was sacrifice that was given to God, but there was no fire. Because it is hallelujah, coming, even in our times, that, amen, hallelujah, that we might give sacrifice to God. But, amen, there is no fire on our altars. And when there is no fire on our altars, amen, that is meaning that there is, hallelujah, there is not approval or acceptance to what we are offering unto God. We must offer unto God what He is asking from us. Hallelujah. We thank God for the message that's being preached, for the song that's being sung. But that is not all what God is asking for us. It is more than just coming to church. It is more than just coming and having a good time on Sunday. But it's going beyond whatever we have done before. Walking a second mile. Going where, amen, other people are not willing to go. And say, God, let my life be acceptable unto You. Let Your will be done in my life. Use me. Hallelujah. Use me, God. There needs to be a prayer in this hour and in this end time where somebody will say, God, use me. Hallelujah. Whatever it is, God, You have in store. Use me. Use me, God, for Your glory and for Your honor. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. When, amen, the Bible speaks to us about sacrifice. And amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says that there came a time in the Old Testament where, amen, God told, amen, the prophet, He said, you need to go and remove from, amen, the altars of sacrifice, the ashes. Hallelujah. Because we all know that when there's ashes around, there can never be strong fires. Hallelujah. In California, I mean, it has been noticed that to contain a fire, the best way to do it is not by putting water on that forest or trying to turn out the fire with just water. But if you gather ashes, amen, and begin to, I mean, sprinkle those ashes around and begin to try to turn out the fire. If you want to control it, you begin to, I mean, build ashes around the place you want for it to go, the limit of that fire. And that's the way it contains the fire. Amen. Where the fire won't go further than what it already is. And so they will use ashes to contain the fire, because fire, I mean, ashes does turn out fires. Hallelujah. And so upon the altar of sacrifice, there was a time where, amen, the priest early in the morning had to wake up, had to, amen, get his broom and begin to take off the dust off the, amen, the altars. And after he dusted off the altars, God told him, then now you can put the sacrifice. And after the sacrifice was put on the altar, then, hallelujah, and consumed the sacrifice. But sometimes, if there would be times that there would be, amen, ashes on the altars, there would be no fire. Because ashes only, amen, signifies that one day there was a great fire there. But God will not send, hallelujah, new fires into our altars until we begin to remove some of the things that does, amen, turn out the, amen, fires of God in the past. So what we need to do is get our spiritual broom and begin to sweep away the things that will turn out the fire, that will not let the fire burn upon our altars. And say, God, hallelujah, we want the fire to fall once again. And by You doing that, sweeping away, amen, the things that does not please God, You will begin to see that there is fresh fires that God wants to give upon our altar of sacrifice. But if you, amen, leave ashes on your altar, You will see no, amen, fire, amen, upon your sacrifice. It is important today, hallelujah, that before we see the fire fall, we must go to our altars of sacrifice. And even before we lay down sacrifice, even before we give our very best to Jesus, we must, amen, take out our spiritual broom, hallelujah, and begin to, amen, sweep away the things that does not please God in our lives. Hallelujah. There's a lot of people that wants to go. A lot of people that wants to do things for God. But there is some things that God is asking. And He's saying, clean your altar tonight. Clean your altar tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is why, I mean, I've been here in the United States. And I know that, amen, there is people that are willing to sacrifice. I was just in a church. Amen, hallelujah. And in this church, praise God, they were excited. I was excited. We all were excited to be there that night. Amen. But God began to speak to me. And He began to tell me, I want you to do something for me tonight. And I said, yes, what is what you want me to do, God? He said, I want you to do something simple tonight. And I said, yes, God, what is this? He said, I want you to ask everybody that's on the right-hand side, tell them to please move to the left-hand side. And everybody that's on that left-hand side, tell them please to move to the right hand side. And I will do great things. And hallelujah, all night service got there. Hallelujah. Amen. Song service finished. They prayed for, amen, those that were sick. And I was still asking God, do you still want me to do this, God? And God began to tell me again, obey my word. And I said, okay, God. So I stood up in front of the pulpit and I said, brothers and sisters, all of you that are on the right, please move to the left. All of you that are on the left, please move to the right. This is what God has asked me to do before I begin to preach. And there, amen, hallelujah, when I told them this, it seemed like I had asked them to do something impossible. Amen. And I heard one sister that was in the front. She said, I am not moving. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I began to get nervous. Didn't know what to do. I said, oh God. I heard that one. I heard her say that. Hallelujah. Now what you want me to do, God? And He didn't respond to me. Hallelujah. He just left me there. Amen, hallelujah. So I asked the brothers and the sisters again, brothers and sisters, all of you that are on the right, please move to the left. And all of you that are on the left, please move to the right. And amen, hallelujah, they finally got up. But that one sister said again, I am not moving. I could hear her. But as the others begin to move, hallelujah, something awesome began to happen in that place. There was a lady that was in a wheelchair. Hallelujah. And I don't know what happened, but suddenly she stood up and said, God has touched me. There's something going on in my body right now that I have not been able to stand. And just in a few minutes, hallelujah, there was another lady who said, I came in with a migraine headache, but God has just touched me. And then a brother stood up and he began to shout and everything. He said, my back was hurting me when I came in tonight, but I feel no pain. God has touched me. And just in a few minutes, it seemed like God had thrown a stick of spiritual dynamite all over the place. Because that thing, I mean, blew up. And people began to receive the Holy Ghost. And people were healed. And I began to ask God, what is this about? He said, sometimes we have to get out of our routine of being just good Christians and seeing, hallelujah, and doing what I want to do in one service. Hallelujah. And I began to say, God, hallelujah, what about that sister that didn't move? He said, there was many, hallelujah, that are like that. Hallelujah. That and their spirit are completely, I mean, settled in their mind that they are not going to move. That they're not going to go nowheres. That their time is over. Oh, but church, hear me tonight. It's time to stir up, hallelujah, the fire of the gift of God. It's time for a fire to fall once again upon our altars of sacrifice. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that in due season, that means now, if we don't become worried, if we say, God, I'm not giving up. I'm going forth. I'm doing my best for you. Somebody in this place needs to let the fire fall. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we stand in Jesus' name? Hallelujah. Amen. I remember as the Bible speaks to us, amen, that he is the purifying fire. In Malachi, he is a purifying fire. Amen. And Isaiah 4:4, the Bible says that he is the spirit of burning. And Hebrews, the Bible says that he is a consuming fire. And Matthew, the Bible says that he would baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. And the Bible speaks to us in Judges chapter 13. The Bible speaks about Manaiah giving sacrifice to God. And as he would begin to give sacrifice upon that altar, there came, amen, an angel that sat upon the altar of sacrifice. And as the fire fell, our King James, Bible says that he did wonderfully. That word wonderfully means that he shouted in the fire. Or in other words, hallelujah, the Bible says that, hallelujah, that he danced in the fire. Praise God. This angel knew that when the fire falls, you don't ignore what's going on. You just don't sit in a pew and say, I'm not moving. Hallelujah. You get going. You expect the miraculous. You expect the glory of God. Hallelujah. Some of us needs to get our shouter back. Some of us needs to get our dance back. Hallelujah. Some of us hasn't danced upon the altar. Oh yes, you have come to the altar, but it has been with a burdened heart. But some of us needs to go to the altar again and say, in spite of what's going on in my life, in spite of what is going on in my work, in my home, I know how to dance upon the altar of sacrifice. Hallelujah. I know how to give God glory and honor and praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. In the Old Testament, the Bible says that it was a pillar of fire that guided them to the promised land where there flew, honey and milk. And the Bible says, hallelujah, that, they would follow the fire, but their enemies could not see the fire. Hallelujah. Only the children of God could see the fire. That applies to us today. There is doors and direction that is going to be given to you in your life. Today, there's going to be things that others cannot see, but you can see because you have decided that you're going to put some fire, sacrifice upon your altar, and you're going to let the fire fall. Listen to this. The Bible says in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 5, and I will be around and about, and I will be a wall of fire unto them. and my glory shall be in their midst. Hallelujah. Praise God. The enemy had surrounded, amen, hallelujah, the people of God. The Israelites were completely surrounded by the enemy. The enemy was about to destroy them. But there was people there that knew how to give sacrifice to God and to cause the fire to fall. And when they did this, the enemy was not able to capture them and was not able to defeat them. Oh, let me tell you, church, if you're tired of the devil, hallelujah, taking control of your life, taking control of everything you have, let me tell you today, all you need to do is to learn how to put some sacrifice on your altar. Remove the ashes and begin to let the fire fall once again upon your altar of sacrifice, and the devil is defeated, and he cannot touch you. He cannot touch your home. He cannot touch your job. He cannot touch anything where you're around, because there is divine protection upon your life. Hallelujah. I wonder, is there anybody that wants to come and put some sacrifice on your altar tonight? Is there anybody that's willing to say, God, I want the fire to fall tonight. I'm going to sweep away the ashes. I'm going to sweep away the things that does not please you. And I'm going to come and put some sacrifice upon my altar. If you're here tonight and you have not been filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, you can be filled right now. For there is fire falling. There is, the Holy Ghost is filling this place. And all you need to do is lift up your hands and shout and give God glory and give God praise, and you will be filled with the Holy Ghost.